A post office whistleblower did not mince words when raising concerns about a new system for verifying mail-in ballots. The unnamed whistleblower says the system is filled with a host of problems, but technical and operational, and that some of the procedures the U.S. Postal Service is developing under President Trump's mandates are being hidden from the public. CNN's Gabe Cohen is here with details. All right, Gabe, this is really interesting. Hidden from the public, this whistleblower says. What are the major red flags that this whistleblower is sort of sounding here?
So what they're laying out here is this idea that the Postal Service has been carrying out this really rushed and secretive effort to build this portal, this system that they need to implement these new mail ballot rules at President Trump's order. They are very concerned, this whistleblower, about getting that done before the midterms, that this system is not ready for prime time, and that if that does happen, it risks significant failures that could end with large numbers of voters being disenfranchised. So I want to explain what this ties back to are these mail ballot rules that the Postal Service published last month. One key element of it is that state and local election officials are going to have to upload the names and addresses of all mail ballot recipients across the country into this government portal in order for the Postal Service to actually mail out those ballots. If states don't comply or if there are any errors in the ballot with the barcodes, with the envelopes, or with those names and addresses, they could be sent back.